In the 1800s, many colleges and universities sprang up across the Midwest. Some were short-lived, yet others managed to stay alive and even thrive. That's the case for a university in this small town, and the story of how it wound up here is quite interesting as well. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the later 1800s, a college was founded in central Iowa. But as Dana Larson explains, it found a new home in 1891.
Buena Vista University has been here for a long time, was kind of stolen from Fort Dodge. There was a college there originally that it was brought here.
The reason it migrated about 50 miles to the west is because some were worried about an unwanted influence that might impact its students.
One of the stories of that time is it was brought here because Storm Lake at that time didn't have bars. And the people who were behind the university, it was a religious school at the time, were concerned that alcohol was going to be a problem.
And the university has been here ever since. Dana is proud of his town and says when you stop to think about the size of this place, education must be pretty important here.
Education here is a huge thing. If you believe the census of 11,000 people, it is actually bigger than that. But for the size it is, it has a public school district, it has a parochial school district, both all the way through from pre-kindergarten through high school, has a community college, and it has a four-year university.
The city of Storm Lake is located along the body of water with the same name. In Dana's mind, this town has two of the most important things any place needs to thrive.
Personally, when people ask where you want to live, I think you need a body of water. That's kind of the soul of a place. And you need a college. That's the vitality and the youth that you need and the new ideas that are coming in. If you have those two things, there's always something you can do. I mean, there's always a lot of resources to work with.
And many people do choose to make this their home. The lake, schools, colleges, and universities, all a blend that makes it a great place to live. Traveling the countryside in Storm Lake, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.